from an environment standpoint, it's clearly our best training camp. Just with the new facility, you know, the fan interaction, just creating a stadium-like atmosphere with the lights and so forth. So it's a credit to the organization. I hope the fans enjoyed it. I just want to thank them for, you know, coming out even this week. You know, you didn't think you'd have the numbers that you've had in the earlier weeks, and they were great again this week. So it's been a great environment to practice in.
Rule anybody out for tomorrow or Thursday?
Yeah, who do you want to know about?
Matt?
No, Matt will go. For primary Dula Holden. We'll see where he is in pregame, but I don't anticipate him playing. But he will do the Holden.
TJ Lang's diagnosed?
TJ's going to go. His scan was negative, so he's going to go practice today.
Brandon Jackson
will not go. Desmond's going to go. He practiced today.
Was that the toe again?
Correct.
Yes.
Kamet, no. Aaron's going to go. Our starters will probably play, the beginning of the game, whether it's a series or two. We'll determine that. But Aaron will go.
Alan
Charles will not play.
Pepper, Blackman, and Rouse.
Pepper, Blackman. Rouse are all out, correct?
And
Dustin Harrell, yes.
For evaluation purposes for your backup, Mike, do you have a sense on what Tennessee will show you as far as their personnel, how deep they'll go?
Well, Tennessee has a game in 7 days, from our contest Thursday night, so I would think they'd probably be a little more conservative in their approach compared to prior years. We're gonna just play the game straight and let our young guys play, because we have a number of players that we want to see play a lot of action, whether it's offense, defense, and their special teams. So we're just gonna play this straight and let these guys go.
I think it'll be a little easier for Brian to relax, knowing he's pretty much got the whole game. Is that a difference for him at all?
Relax. I don't know if I'd say relax. I think he'd be excited. I think he's gonna be excited about the opportunity of all the reps, just no different than last week. He was able to get more playing time. That's just, you can't buy those live reps at any position, especially quarterback. So I know he's excited about the bulk of time he's going to get.
Like you mentioned Alan Charles, any other healthy veterans that you may sit out?
Well, Greg Jennings is the other one that will not make the trip because of his medical situation. But Al Harris and Charles Woodson are coaches' decisions that will be held from the game.
So they're the only two then?
Yes.
Do they not travel
either? That's optional.
You still have a lot of evaluating to do, or are you to the point where you're just trying to get the guys in playing time?
Oh, yeah, I think we have a lot of evaluating to do, especially the special teams part of it. We're trying to make sure that we have all the different combinations for our special teams. And once again, I talked about this, I think, yesterday. You have a menu that you spend the whole offseason putting together for your offense and defense, and you want to make sure that you have the ability to move in and out of those personnel groups and those concepts. So it really is difficult. A lot of times you don't take the 53 most talented players. There's some projection involved, but there's also some projection in who you're playing and how you want to play teams. So that's the chess match of this whole deal, is the final evaluation and cutting from 75 to 53.
Mike, does Barnett have to show you something on Thursday night, or are you pretty confident he'll be one of your starters when the game starts?
I mean, really, Nick just needs to show us where he is, as far as where he's at, as far as coming back. He's coming back from major surgery. This is his first live action. There's targets that you hit in the rehab, and then you go through the practice part of it. Everybody knows the schedule that we put him on, and he's been full padded practices for 2 weeks now, so we'll really see where he is as far as the speed of the game and from a technical standpoint, live action. So this is really just to find out where Nick's level of play is and how he fits as we move forward to Chicago.
Mike, are you confident that Will Blackman will be healthy for the regular season, or is this compounding maybe some roster decisions where you make it a little more difficult?
I don't have a decision either way or comment on Will's medical. It hasn't gone the way that we probably anticipated initially from the doctor's standpoint, but to project how he's going to do the next 7 days, I couldn't. I'd be guessing. So, but that's, once again, we got a few players that are injured that you got to look at, decide, project if they, A, have earned a right to be on the 53 or if they're part of the plan as you move into the season. Sutton, Deshaun Wynn, you know, we'll definitely look at him. But those are primarily the two guys that we'll use.
You mentioned special teams a while ago. How do you feel about their progress relative to where it was at the end of last year?
I think our fundamentals is clearly the improvement that we've made in special teams. It was an emphasis throughout the spring. That's the one area where Sean Slocum felt we could make the most improvement. We've gone about it differently schematically, and that always happens when you change coordinators. So there's a little more standardization to what we're doing schematically, and I think it's helped us. But I think the clearly an improvement through all the phases is the extra work that we spent on fundamentals, and it needs to continue to show up in the games.
Mike, you have a lot of value when you do to get your roster down to 53. Is one of the toughest decisions just going to be at the fullback, for the fullback job between John?
Yeah, our fullback situation is probably the best in the league, in my opinion. We have a young player that we're excited about that has a lot of development in front of him, and we got two solid vets that are playing their best football since they've been here. So that's definitely a position that has a lot of depth.
Mike, do you have a normal schedule next week? You know, the Bears on Monday, off Tuesday.
Well, we're going to work on Monday. We're going to get our football team on an in-season schedule starting Monday. I did not want to wait till Wednesday to do that. So we'll bring them in early like we always do, lifting weights. 6:45, 7:30 will be the first meeting. So we're an up early, blue-collar type environment as far as our scheduling. So we did that the last 2 weeks, but you know, it's really different once the regular season starts. So we'll start that Monday, then it'll be off Tuesday, then we'll go to a normal Wednesday.
Will you practice Monday or just go to
We'll practice Monday.